Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on social media at JT, literally. We bring in regular business owners just like you, just like me, to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives around AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Get a trained AI sales and support assistant to work 24/7 that increases sales, reduces costs, and frees up your time so you can focus on growing your business. No tech skills needed, and you can get started in less than 10 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Mr. Joe Graham. Joe helps people wake up to a life they love living and shows them a path to get there. With over 20 years of sales experience and teaching how sales is helping people solve problems. Joe, I have a big question for you. What is your perspective on how AI is reshaping the future of your industry?
It's saving me time. So I am in sales. I do sales all the time, from B2B sales to helping coaches set up selling systems, but it saves time and helps me make my message clear. So like I use a program called Copilot. It's very similar to like ChatGPT. I have dyslexia, so I end up sometimes not spelling well, and it's frustrating. So I can go in and prompt it to say, hey, fix grammar, keep my voice, make it better. I'm a podcaster as well. As you know, you've been on my show, the Joseph Graham Show. And before, I used to have to cut up reels, which took forever, which is great because you want to do it. But now I just use AI and chops it up. I do this little program and it works out well. I think it's a time saver. I don't think it's going to take away from what I'm doing. It just enhances what I do.
Makes a lot of sense. And I was just curious. So you're Joe Graham, but do we have to get Joe Grammer? Sorry, that's it. I'll show myself out.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I own what I am. I know that I'm not the greatest speller, but I'm a wordsmith. Here's the funny thing: I can talk forever. I've been in sales for years, so I'm great with work. It's just when I type them out, it doesn't always come out what I'm actually trying to say. So AI has been super helpful with me on that, because like I'll write up an email for like say a potential client, and I'll just pop it into one of those programs. Say, hey, fix grammar, make it a little bit better, and then I edit it and move forward. And it's been a lifesaver.
So it's interesting. So I've actually done a version of that, but I haven't thought about it the way you do. But it makes a lot of sense. One of the things that we as humans do is we're not afraid to talk. We know how to talk. But sometimes when we start writing, there's all these weird things that happen. And we you've done hundreds of podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. I've done hundreds and hundreds of podcasts. And sometimes when you get on and you got your guest and you start reading his bio and you start thinking, did this guy even read this thing? Like, has anybody ever said this out loud before me? This is total garbage. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. sometimes we just like, we don't write the way that we talk. And so it creates a challenge. And so using AI as that kind of tool to really clean things up, that's an interesting way to put it.
Well, it's just, again, it's helped me in the long run, because I've run into where I've sent a one and it's spelled it wrong, or I send a quick bio because I'm going to say, hey, send one, and I'm reading like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Why am I going to do that? Or if I'm working on a proposal for a client, I want it to look clear and precise. I don't want it to have the what I would call Joe-isms, where I forgot to put a period or didn't do the right grammar, because some people that's important to. Most people I deal with it probably not, because they're free-flowing like I am anyway. But yeah, it is weird to see when people don't pay attention, and it helps catch the things that maybe you would miss because it's just not natural for you. We all have a gift, but maybe you're not natural at writing. So when you actually put it in there, it just protects you and makes it a little bit better, so that you sound, you know, educated instead of sounding like Joe has 20 years sales experience. He has worked with Fortune 50 companies around the world. He has done this and that. People don't care. But if I say, hey, you know what, Josh, I can help you make a life that you love living, all of a sudden that gives impact and all, because they don't care about me. They don't care about you. They care about how we help them.
Yeah, and they don't care about how you've made a massive impact creating digital solutions for the AI realm of delving, and like nobody cares about that. So we got to clean our message up, clean our language up, and AI is a good tool for that. And I'm curious, another thing that you mentioned is chopping up videos into reels. Now, I've tried almost everything on the market, and I have not been able to have a lot of success with that. It'll chop up the reels, but sometimes it's just random stuff. And so I'm curious, tell me a little bit more about how you're using AI. What tool are you using for that?
It's called Video AI, VIDY AI, I believe. It's so pretty much it would do my whole, because I do podcasts. I just dropped episode 200. So it will give me like probably 15 to 20 of them. And I normally use 3 to 4. So what it does is it chops up my whole episode. And then I have to still go in and kind of say, hey, I like this one, how they did it. I don't like this one. But the more I've used this one, it's actually seemed to get better. Like it's understanding what I'm liking. So I don't know if that's part of the program in the background. Again, I'm a sales coach. I'm a life by design coach, whatever you want to call me. I fit into both of those boxes. I'm not that tech guy, but I want stuff to be simple and all. So I go through and it will give me a rating on, hey, what they think it will be. And sometimes the rating that they said is 60%, I'll look and go, no, I like that better than their 90% thing. I'm like, this is weird. So you still have some manual work you have to do with it, but just chopping it up at least is saving me time. And like I said, it's starting to seem like they're doing some back end stuff to make it hear my voice better.
Yeah, that's good. And well, that's kind of what this show is really about, is let's save you some time and show you some practical ways that you can use AI to increase your efficiency, increase your output. And so, for example, Joe's sharing with me an AI platform that he uses to create reels. And I've tried all of them, and I don't think I've tried that one. But Vidyo, VIDYO.AI, is that the one? Okay. And so apparently that's putting out some great content, and I'm probably going to check that out. And so those are two really good instances that tools that you use almost on a daily basis to communicate better and to put out higher quality content related to your podcast. And I'm just curious, just kind of stepping back from a more strategic perspective, what are you seeing as far as the sales industry going? What are you seeing as far as what is AI doing to change there?
It's making things easier. So like I use a program called Outreach, which actually will send the emails out for you. Back in the day, I used to have to use MailMerge, where I would have to go manually put in all the emails, get everything set up. It'd take me about 15, 20 minutes a day. With this, I put it in at the beginning of the sequence and it will send out an email for me, set out the sequence I want, meaning the day and time I want to send out over a 2 to 4 week period. So I can get touch points without having to manually do that. That's huge because now I can focus on calls or LinkedIn or other stuff like that. I have another buddy that's working on a thing that I'm just starting to try out. I haven't tested it yet, but I'm interested in where it's a LinkedIn where they actually will respond for you. There's an AI component, but that will get you to a live person if need be. So they have both because you need to have the best of both worlds, because AI bots at this point sometimes are not to the point where they're able to do everything. But at least it gets the conversation going, and if it gets stuck, it has a live person it could do. I think in sales, time is money, and the more connections you can make, depending on your industry, the better off it is. You end up making more money, you end up saving time, and getting to the person you need to talk to more, because no one likes prospecting. No one likes taking all the time to send out the emails, make the calls, do the stuff. AI can't do the calls for you, but if it takes out the emails, the follow-ups, all the other stuff until it's something important that you have to do, it's a game changer, which means that I can touch more people, more clients, and bring them into my world, which for me is great because the more people I get in front of, the more people I can help, and the more money I can make.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And you're right, nobody likes prospecting, and that's why most people won't do it. But if we can have some tools in place that make it a little bit easier to do, and makes it a little bit easier to handle some of the other things that we need to do, then really that's going to be the thing that's changing the game. And you can technically use AI for outreach. You can't have it make calls for you because there are laws against that. But there are some ways that you can use what I think you mentioned there earlier with outreach. And I don't know if this does it or not, but there are ways that you can use AI to personalize that cold outreach based on some different variables and that sort of thing. Is that what this software does?
Yeah. So you can go in and manipulate the emails. It will put the person's email in there. You can make the messaging about them. It will send the emails out on a set time. A lot of big businesses use Outreach. It's more of a known commodity in the space. There is development. I was just on an AI symposium about a month and a half ago that LA Tribune promoted, which is kind of cool. And they're just talking about getting it even more dialed into like what you said, to when they respond, they'll give you the right response back and tailor it towards your persona. Meaning in the sales industry, if I'm talking to the director of IT, he has different needs. Then if I'm talking to CFO who's thinking about the finances, and I'm talking to the president or the CEO who's thinking of the vision of the company, I need to reach out to all of them and hit their pain points. Back in the day, I'd have to make a new email for each one or a new cold call script for each one. With this, I do that as well. I'll go and say, tell me what are the key points the CEO or CFO is interested in for a medium-sized business, say 100 to 300 people in the technology field or in pharmaceuticals or in whatever. And it will pop out. These are the key factors. Now I can build a script off of this. Well, there's so many different ways you can use it. I think we're just touching the very beginning of it. And from what I heard also, every 3 to 6 months now, it's doubling what it can do and the knowledge and stuff it can do. It used to be about every year. Now I think it's every 3 to 6 months, AI is just moving forward. And don't think, oh, no, Terminator's coming. No, this is just a tool you can use. This is not the robots are going to go take us over. I'm not John Connor. You're not Josh Connor. You know, we're using these tools to help people and enhance our business. But there's so many really cool things coming out there. And guess what? Some of it will fail. Some of it will flop. But if you get the right one and you ride it, you can make millions of dollars. Like, that's the part I'm excited about.
Yep. And you don't have to be a tech genius to do that either. You just have to find some little foothold, some way to create products or content or time with AI. And that's enough. If you do just one thing, you will cream everyone who's doing nothing, because they're all about to get steamrolled over anyway, right? And that's why you're here on this podcast. That's why you're listening to this podcast, because you want to learn about this, but you don't necessarily want to go and become a tech bro. And that's okay. I'm not a tech bro. Joe's not a tech bro. We're not here to talk about a bunch of jargon. We're here to say, hey, here's some practical ways that we're using AI in our business. And so, Joe, tell us a little bit more about what you do and how people can connect with you.
Sure. So I help people wake up to a life they love living. I know that's vague, but what I want people to do is actually look and see, where do I want to be 3 to 5 years from now? Then I help them set up a system to get there, because I'm a sales expert. So if you want to have a dream house here, I need to know your numbers. Then we set up a plan to get you there, whether it's based off of sales or self-development or anything like that. I also run a podcast called The Joseph Graham Show, where we have a lot of cool people like Josh on. I've dropped over 200 episodes of that. We talk about everything from spirituality to business to life to IT to AI, you name it. You can find me at The Joseph Graham Show or on any social media at Joe Graham Real, with the exception of LinkedIn and Facebook, which is just my name, because I could actually get my name. Instagram won't let me because some dude has 8 followers and says Joe Graham, and I can't get that. So I had to put Real, R-E-A-L, at the bottom or at the end.
Okay, got it. Good. I'm glad you gave all the backstory on all the different handles there. Awesome. So Joe Graham, everybody, wake up to a life that you love living. We're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential and practical uses for business and strategy. And you can learn more about what Joe does and connect with him directly. Where is that again, Joe? Give us one.
Joe Graham Real. Anywhere at Joe Graham Real. Instagram, TikTok, Joe Graham Real.
Joe Graham Real. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a regular single employee, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more at anabots.ai. We'll see you next time on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you really like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.